News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer, and history is being written and rewritten as I speak. In Britain, they've finally found a Brexit deal that the European Union has agreed to. In India, they're debating the possibility of a Bharat Ratna for Veer Savarkar, the man said to have inspired Mahatma Gandhi's killer. In the Middle East, Vladimir Putin is sweeping in to fill the vacuum left behind by Donald Trump. And Jennifer Aniston is making history too on social media. Her Instagram debut made the app crash. I think her friends would be proud. First, Home Minister Amit Shah was very clear on why he thinks Veer Savarkar deserves the Bharat Ratna. Here's what he told Network 18's group editor Rahul Joshi.
Savarkar ji jitna, Rashtrabhakt, और सावरकर जी जितना सावरकर परिवार जितना बलिदान देने वाले देश के लिए बहुत कम परिवार है।
He also talked about how Savarkar had been sentenced to two life terms, about how his family's wealth was seized six times by the British, about how the Savarkar brothers were both imprisoned and didn't see each other for 12 years. The BJP has already made it official, actually, in their manifesto for the Maharashtra elections. They've listed their intention to have the Bharat Ratna conferred on Veer Savarkar. But it's not something that the opposition will let pass.
Why not give it to Nathuram Godse itself? If the intent is to defile the memory of Mahatma Gandhi.
BJP, RSS combined, they are desperate, bent upon to redefine India and India's nationhood. And they want to rewrite the entire history.
Whichever side of the political divide you're on, it's difficult to escape the irony that the BJP has decided to take up Savarkar's cause in the same year that India is marking 150 years of Mahatma Gandhi's birth. The full interview with Amit Shah plays out on CNN News 18 at 8 p.m. tonight. We have a deal. Four words that could spell history for the UK and the European Union. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker tweeted almost simultaneously today that the UK and the EU had reached an agreement on a new withdrawal deal.
Breaking news here in Brussels. Talks that had overnight been going down to the wire. There had been problems. The Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland had indicated they weren't able to support Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, in his negotiations with the European Union. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, had briefed ambassadors last night. Everyone was tight-lipped. The news now, there is a deal.
The sticking point earlier had been the issue of the Ireland border and the backstop, which was basically the Irish border, which, when you think about it, is a relatively small stretch of land, being the only hard border between the EU and the UK in terms of customs, immigration checks, and all those other formalities. Now, the news that's coming in on the new Brexit agreement means Northern Ireland will stay aligned to a limited set of EU rules, including for goods transport. It will also remain in the UK's customs territory, but it will be what they're calling an entry point into the EU's single market. Lots of details still being worked out, but the news definitely cheered up the British pound.
Breakthrough, really, within the last few minutes. The pound has surged on the news, Nick. It is an extraordinary outcome, quite unexpected at this stage, because we'd heard from the DUP, as you alluded to a moment ago, only this morning, that they were not in agreement with the position of the British government, especially on the questions of the consent that the Stormont Assembly would have and on the issues of customs through the Irish Sea.
But everyone is not as excited. Jeremy Corbyn has already slammed the new deal, and Boris Johnson still has to get it through Parliament. If you think you've had a busy week, consider Vladimir Putin. The Russian president has really, really capitalized on Donald Trump's shock exit from Syria. In just a few days, Putin has brokered a deal between Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad and the Kurds, who've been badly let down by the US exit. He's dispatched military police to the area, and he's softened up Turkey's president over the phone, something that we are still not sure whether Donald Trump actually did. Trump sent Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Ankara to meet Turkey's President Erdogan, but Putin appears to have won this round. Oh, and did we mention that he accomplished all of this while signing deals worth $1.3 billion while touring the Gulf? Not bad, huh? One friend selfie and Instagram crashed. Jennifer Aniston's Big Bang Instagram debut featured a picture with the rest of the Friends cast and it got 8 million likes in less than 24 hours. It made her profile temporarily crash, yes, but it didn't get in the way of people following her. Last time I checked, she's got nearly 12 million followers and exactly two posts. The first selfie with all of the other friends and the second post, a video of Jennifer Aniston banging her phone on the table in frustration. Her caption, "I swear I didn't mean to break it." We believe you, Rachel. Sounds straight out of a Friends episode. That time when Rachel broke the internet, right? Drive Through will be back tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. I'm Shayani Iyer. Enjoy your evening.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayani Iyer. Cruise with the news.